This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Milwaukee Brewers principal owner Mark Attanasio says he still thinks Major League Baseball will play a half season starting in July, though he says no fans would be at games due to worries about COVID-19. But Attanasio and other Brewers officials made it clear to the Greater Milwaukee Committee yesterday that there are significant challenges to meet before a midsummer opening day. Baseball players later indicated the size of some disagreements. One dispute involves baseball economics. Attanasio says normally major league revenues are nearing $10 billion a year, with 40% coming from fans through tickets, concessions, and parking. But he says player salaries cost about $5 billion a year, and it costs nearly that much to stage the games and operate the organizations.
The sport is run, as most sports are, more as an enterprise that you create asset value over time, but in a given year, you don't really make money. You look to break even.
Attanasio says this year, playing half the games and with no fans would cut revenue about 70%, while he says player salaries would only go down 50%. There'd be some savings on staging of games, but Attanasio says the owners and players need to cut a deal.
Somewhat of a forward-looking solution, because we've got to do that quickly in order to put the apparatus into place to get back onto the field in early July.
Yesterday, the owners asked for additional player salary cuts, with the highest paid players seeing the biggest reduction. The players' union responded by saying the proposed additional pay cuts are massive and the union is extremely disappointed. The players also say the sides are far apart on health and safety protocols. David Stearns is the Brewers' general manager and president of baseball operations. He says a 68-page document lays out a health proposal.
Everyone associated with major league players, not just major league players, but everyone associated with them gets tested multiple times a week, at least multiple times a week. Many people will be tested almost daily.
Stearns also says there'd have to be physical distancing and good hygiene practices in clubhouses and dugouts. There'd be about 3 weeks of team practices before the shortened season. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.